producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. You guys have been responding to this because they're very busy. I couldn't even find out if they liked the video I posted about their Black Friday sale. Your pre-order period is in full swing right now between yesterday and Thursday. You can go online and reserve the gun that you're looking to buy at the Black Friday price. Then come Black Friday, you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Cyber Monday to purchase these very fine pistols. I'm very surprised and pleased with one I've gotten so far. And I'm thinking about getting LH9N to go with it, the big brother. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. We're going to be joined later on by Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear and then by Barb Cole from Carrot Bars as we talk about things you can look at in this season of purchases. Most of these things would be for yourself, although you can give the gift of gold if you want to. Ferguson. Yes, I know that Ferguson erupted. I know that it is ongoing. And you know that it is ongoing. So if there's something you want to call and talk about as far as Ferguson is concerned, that's fine. I don't think I can add anything to it. I haven't heard anything about any citizens acting in self-defense. It seems like the police have acted with a high amount of restraint. So I would rather talk about something else, to be honest with you. Like, for instance, this thing in Utah right now. In Utah, a petition was delivered to the governor of Utah, to his office Friday. See, in Utah, you can carry a gun on a college campus. That's a state law. Those colleges don't get to say you can't, nor should they. Colleges are nothing. A college is, you're their client when you're a student there because you're paying them to go there by some way or means. And they shouldn't be able to dictate to you how you live your life and how you defend your life if that's something you want to do. But they delivered a list of 20,000 signatures. They want to keep guns at colleges out of meetings and assemblies. This came from the Anita Sarkeesian Gamergate affair, I guess you could say. She canceled a speech at Utah State University after receiving death threats and asking the school to prevent guns from being present in the meeting space, which school officials said they could not do because of the state laws regarding firearms. So they deliver this list of 20,000 signatures. The only problem with this, and this would be the big problem for me as the governor of Utah, only 400 of them originated from inside Utah. The other 19,600 some odd signatures that were on there were gathered online. Out of state. And this is what gun control has morphed into. It's become this carpet bagging affair. People come from out, you know, if you live in Utah, it's a pretty pro-gun state. It's a pretty pro-gun state. So they have to descend into Utah to be agitators, just like they are in Ferguson, just like they are in Ferguson. This is just a whole different dynamic that they're coming at it from. Chelsea Archibald attended as a Utah representative of MomsRising.com. I would prefer that in government assemblies and in freedom of speech assemblies that they keep their weapons at home and that we have a proper way to make sure people are safe without having civilians take it into their own hands. This is her saying that if we go somewhere and we don't like something that somebody says, we're going to stand up, draw our weapon, and shoot them while they're at the podium. Nothing more than that. Clark Aposian, chairman of the Shooting Sports Council, said efforts like the petition are misguided. Permit holders, once they get a permit, are 20 times less likely to commit a crime than other citizens. He actually is based on fact. Oh, but the carpetbaggers, I saw. That choked me up. I had to mute there for just a second because I was choking myself up. They have been emboldened, and they're going to continue to carpetbag. And what I mean by that, this is the term, you know, coming out of the Civil War, except this time, instead of them trying to take people financially, now they're trying to take them politically. They're trying to bamboozle them, hoodwink them, whatever you want to call it. This is them coming in and saying, guns have no place here. Now, at first glance, everybody would say, well, Bill, you know, it's a meeting. Why do they need a gun at the meeting? Well, let's go along with that. Well, there's coming to and from the meeting, so, you know, maybe the venue or the pathway to and from the meeting should also be a banned area. And before long, what you have is you have, you know, the gun-free zone has grown like a virus. And that's the problem I have with it. They don't ever learn. They just go back and they regroup and they come at you from a different angle. So they're trying to say, well, meetings and assemblies, there's no place for guns in meetings and assemblies. Well, that's fine. Tell that to the Moms Demand Action. They showed up at a meeting at the NRA convention as a counter-protest, or a protest, if you will, and they brought guns with them. They brought guns in the guise of their bodyguards. Why did they need guns? There's no place for a pacifistic demonstration. Go like Gandhi, Shannon Watts. But that's all beside the point, you know, because they understand the utility of guns. This is just another thing they're coming at us. But this is a thing that we have to be very, very mindful of, because they're going to go after the lowest common denominator as far as understanding of the utility of guns, of what the Second Amendment is. They're going to go after that. They're going to gin up emotion. They're going to gin up, false compassion. And they're going to, try to push their wares. Just like they have in Nevada. In Nevada, one of the gun control initiatives, the universal background check, is now on some ballot based upon 240,000 plus signatures that they seem to have gathered in 2 days. They bust everybody in from Washington and Oregon, and they sent them out to gather these petitions, these petition signatures. Nobody in Nevada was clamoring for it. They went out there and very cleverly worded the question, do you think there should be background checks to keep criminals and mentally ill patients from getting their hands on guns? Who's going to say no to that? But, of course, we know what the background checks are geared towards. They're geared towards the law-abiding. This is the carpetbagger's work. I-594, that's just begun. Colorado, that's in full swing. The blowback is going to begin with I-594. It's already happening in Colorado. Hickenlooper, I don't even know why he wanted to be reelected. If I was him, I would have gotten out of town. I would have been wiping my brow. Let me lose. Bob Boprez, take over. I don't understand that at all. I really don't, because he's been made to look like a fool. And he admitted it. And now he's out there trying to do a Dr. Ben Carson by getting out there and saying, maybe we should have guns in classrooms. Which, that's the right thing to say, and that's actually the right thing to do. But it's not part of your conviction, Governor. I don't understand why you would go that way. If you want to live by that conviction, live by it. Of course, the blood's on your hands when you do. The blood is on your hands when you do. You've already got plenty of examples of what a gun-free zone does. Just keep pushing that, why don't you? If that's what you believe, live with your conviction. Don't let reality intrude. Oh, gosh. They never stop. They're a constant form of entertainment for me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. Their Black Friday sale pre-ordering is in full swing now. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Got a call coming from very near the ground, I think, in Ferguson, Missouri. Let's talk to Ron. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's going on where you're at?
Quiet as can be. Another way to look at this, this is like one little area. You know, it's not like the whole St. Louis region. And CNN, Fox, and all the mainstream, I mean, according to them, St. Louis is burning to the ground. And it's really, actually, an infographic is really about like a 5 to 6 block stretch.
Right. I saw some of the live stream videos that people were posting up on it. I looked at them this morning from overnight. And I saw like you're talking a big cluster of buildings that would be burning, and then darkness, and then another big cluster of buildings that would be burning. I think there hasn't been 50 buildings that are burned, but I mean Ferguson is really like a small borough on the outskirts,
right,
of St. Louis. It's not part of St. Louis proper.
Yeah, probably if you go Google, it's one of the suburbs, probably maybe 30,000, something like that, population. I know where we are, it's like 27,000 here. And if you look on a map, Ferguson is way north, and we're on the southern end of the whole thing. And St. Louis County is a very unusual county. The city of St. Louis is in the midst of this mess, but it's not a part of St. Louis County. They keep trying to be, and we really don't want them to be with all their garbage going on in there. The thing that I'm trying to figure out is I thought Jay Nixon, our governor, and President Obama said they were not going to tolerate any behavior that would be the destruction of property. The National Guard was sitting at Lambert Airfield and was told not to come in. The mayor of Ferguson was on TV last night and said he asked for the National Guard, and he was told no.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. You know, when the National Guard descend, I recognize them and recognize their movements quite well. And with some of the videos, I didn't see any of that. I saw, like, intermittent teams of police set up, like, at a mobile station, and then there'd just be a block of nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason, you know, they were out there talking all that talk, the truth of the matter is they don't have enough police to handle this situation, and without some sort of augmentation, that's what's going to happen. They can only spread themselves so far. That's what all hands on deck. They just don't have enough people.
Well, they would if they would do what the Guard did back in the 60s when they just shot any looter, not all this, well, we have to protect their rights, and we have to do this. And so they have rights to burn your business down, but you don't have rights to protect your business.
I had seen reports that in Ferguson that a lot of the shop owners had armed up a la the South Koreans in L.A. back in the 90s. Have you seen any reports about that?
They've mentioned that, and several shop owners, what they did was, since the people couldn't get in, they just set them on fire, since they couldn't get in the steel, so then they just set them on fire.
How nice. What now, as far as where you're at, you're sort of removed from it. Have you taken any precautions just in case it does migrate?
Well, we have some precautions. I mean, we have three police departments right here all by us. You might remember we have Kirkwood, Sunset Hills, and Crestwood. You might remember about 5 years ago the Cookie Thornton story where, I was monitoring Channel 2, let me turn that down there. The Cookie Thornton, he's the guy that got mad over here in Meacham Park and went and shot up Kirkwood City Hall because they kept harassing him. And, which I know you can find that on the net. I think he killed like 5 people and...
I remember something about that.
I don't agree with what the guy did, but I can see if you just keep getting pushed and pushed and pushed, eventually you're going to blow your cork.
That happens
to most
people.
And that's what this guy did. I mean, the city was harassing this guy, you know, based on housing, based on his job, basically about his car. Just, you know, one thing after, I mean, the cops would actually just follow this guy around. And everybody knew him, said he was just such a quiet guy that you can figure out why him. Nobody seemed to know what the beef was with somebody.
So are you basically saying that some of these police officers in some of these jurisdictions maybe overstepped their bounds and that's added to the tension?
Where I was getting from this area, Meacham Park, is right behind where we are. That's where all this happened about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So if you get yourself out a map and you look at 270 north where Ferguson, Forest, and all that area is, and you come all the way around to the south, we're down on the southern end of 270, 44, so we're probably about a good 10 to 15 miles away easily. And down here, we've had no problem at all. And even my interactions, I have contracts with state and federal buildings. I service vending machines.
Right.
And even the people in the buildings that I have talked to, they're tired of it. They said he's not an angel. They said they would like to find some peaceful resolution. You know, they don't want what's going on now.
Well, it's got nothing to do with Michael Brown now. This has absolutely to do with him. Nothing at all.
They've said, and even they said most of them have been outside agitators. They even had some people coming from the outside trying to go down to the welfare office to get benefits while they're here.
Well, why is that not shocking? Listen, I'm about to run out of time. Listen, Ron, I was a route man for 20 years, and I know what time you get out and go operating. So if you have to go to Ferguson, you be very careful now.
Oh, I don't have any. Mine's all south, so I don't have anything north. So.
Well, you still need to be very careful. You get up at dark 30, don't you? I mean,
there you go.
I remember well.
We were advised to take rest of the week off, so that's basically, and it's Thanksgiving. People are going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Well, this couldn't have happened at a better time in your day, then. I appreciate you taking the time to call. You be careful there.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You as well. I didn't think it didn't seem like it spread. I heard about something on the Brooklyn Bridge. I'd heard about these 83 cities that they were going to spread out to and everything else, and I just didn't see it. I just didn't see it. Anyway, I just did not see that. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Robert Patton of Sheath Underwear. And guys, you know, I talk about the tactical training end of it. If you are a route man and you get out and you walk back and forth between your truck, Sheath Underwear would benefit you. This is something that is good for your health. Being healthy gives you a good positive frame of mind. Giving you a good positive frame of mind gives you the some of the motivations you might need to go out and maybe, say, train tactically or get out and exercise or something. So all of these things lead to an improvement to the quality of your life, and that's why we're going to have Robert back on. Everybody listening, by now, the three that emailed me that day, you should have your sample pair. So if you probably got it off of the podcast, though. That's all right. Coming up next from Sheath Underwear, Robert Patton, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. They're very wild, and it's turning out to be a little wilder than they thought, and I'll take a little credit for that. Their very wild Black Friday sale is coming up. You can put your pre-order in right now today. You can save up to 44% on select pistols. I have one, and I'm carrying the gun. I've got to get some more magazines for it because I like to overcompensate. But go check them out at lionheartindustries.com. I beseech for women to carry guns. Most of you guys that are listening to me, you carry guns. So the only beseeching I'm doing is take a look at something, because it'll improve a lot of things about your health. Because men only, we're the only one, out of the two genders, we're the only ones that actually have one point of skin-to-skin contact. Underwear has not evolved until this company came along. Joining me from Sheath Underwear is Robert Patton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Yes, sir. How is the response coming along? Are we converting some people here?
We are converting a lot of people. I mean, yesterday we had over 20 sales, and they keep increasing. So we're very pleased with the response thus far. We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
Well, I'm trying to seed the wind with I'm throwing out the samples of the heroin and trying to make them addicts along the way. Typically, with somebody, are most of your new customers, are they just coming in and buying a pair and then returning later and buying 8 pairs, or how's that working out?
Yes, sir. They'll buy one pair, and we have more than, we have a lot of people buying you know, hundreds of dollars worth of underwear to replace their entire inventory, I guess.
Well, that's what I did.
So
that's what I did.
And you're not the only one.
No, I'm sure right now there's a bunch of landfill guys saying, what's all this Perfectly Good Hanes doing here? What's with the fruit of the moon?
I mean, Perfectly Good Hanes, like the traditional whitey tidies, their design doesn't take into account the male anatomy like sheath does, sheath underwear. And, you know, we have the pouch that isolates the male genitalia from the inner thigh region, which makes sheath unique, and that's why people like them, because they're, you know, the evolution of underwear. Traditional underwear are like panties, in essence, if you compare the two, where sheath has, you know, this modern design.
Well, I mean, it's underwear has remained virtually unchanged since it came about till you came along, hasn't it? I mean, we got colors and we got different materials and we got all this other stuff, but I mean, going out and buying a $35 pair of Under Armour, which looks cool, all the NFL players wear it, but it doesn't change anything about what's happening as you go about your day-to-day action.
No, and coincidentally, you know, Under Armour, the fabric is made out of oil-based derivatives, and they're actually flammable, I'm just saying.
And I didn't know that.
So, yeah, like fighter pilots, and I spoke with a fighter pilot who told me that they're only allowed to wear 100% cotton underwear because it's flame retardant. And, you know, we have 100% cotton model, but we're running really low on that. But we have a 95% cotton model, which is flame retardant also. And that's just a side note. The material is really light and durable. They're, you know, we're calling them tactical underwear because they have the pocket on the inside that is used to isolate the male anatomy, but it can be used for anything. You never know what type of situation you're going to be in where you might need a pocket to stash something. You never know.
I've been walking around just to test it out with an AR-15 magazine down there. It's a little uncomfortable when you sit down.
Yeah, it could. That might be a problem. But just in an emergency situation, I'm just saying, you never know.
Well, I mean, that's the whole premise behind a whole lot of these hideout belts, too, isn't it? I mean, it's basically the same design. You've just woven it in for a different purpose altogether.
Right. It has multiple purposes. It's endless number of potential uses for this pocket. If you put your imagination to it, I use it for many things sometimes when I need to, and it's just a valuable asset in underwear.
We've got sheath wearers in the chat room right now. They're quite comfortable, and I plan to buy more. I've got a whole week's worth of sheath now, and this is going to be what I wear, and simply because they're the first ones out there. And with promo code FRADY, if you go to sheathunderwear.com, you get 20% off of your order. Is there any limit to that? I mean, if they decide to replace their entire complement of underwear, all the guys out there, they're getting 20% off all of that?
Currently, there is no limit, but if I could just do you one better for the time being, because
sure.
It is, you know, like Thanksgiving and Black Friday is coming up. We are having a Black Friday sale that's starting immediately. There's no limit to the number of items you can purchase, and it's 51% off at sheathunderwear.com.
51% off.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to just get them out there right now. We're not really trying to make too much money. We want to get more brand awareness.
Right.
Because we're small and able to afford this, you know, opportunity to just spread our brand. The promo code is BLACK2014 at sheathunderwear.com. It's good for all items. There's no limit. We don't mind if we sell out. You know, that's the goal, actually, is just to sell out and order more so that we can increase our inventory. Yeah.
That's under $10 a pair.
It is under $10 a pair.
Oh, my.
It's very limited, though. I mean, we can't do it. It's, you know, it's
first come, first serve.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
First come, first served. Okay. That's sort of large. wish you'd told me about that before. We'll have to put that up as many places as we can in the remaining days. Guys, go check this out, especially guys. For those of you that are CrossFit, for those of you that train, if you just walk around during the day, this is of a benefit. I never had thought about the other uses, because the one reason I got them is because of their primary design and what they do. What were you about to say, Robert?
It's a limited time for the Black Friday sale through Cyber Monday, which is from now till Monday. That sale will be good. Just at sheathunderwear.com.
You guys think you can buy him out? I think he can be bought out at that price. Okay. I know what's in front of me now, Robert. I know exactly what I have to do. We'll have to work on that. As you go forward, I haven't ever asked you this. As the line goes forward, are you going to look at doing other products as well? I mean, there's with the underwear, you've already made the mark as far as being innovative, but are you going to add things to it?
Socks are our next, area that we want to tackle, just because they're kind of hard for me to find comfortable socks that don't slip or don't get lazy on, at the end of the day and like slide down your leg. But
right.
We're really focusing on the underwear currently until we build up our brand enough to, experiment with other designs.
Well, I mean, like I said, in the history of male apparel, this is the first innovation I've ever seen on underwear. Right now, 51% off with promo code BLACK2014 between now and Cyber Monday. Is that midnight Cyber Monday, or?
I get confused what midnight means. So I guess it would be Tuesday at 12 a.m.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for joining me. I'll be pushing this. I'll be pumping this.
Thank you, Bill. Have a happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners and you, and Merry Christmas and all that. Happy New Year.
Roger that. Stay safe. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live via the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I don't like double-action pistols. I really don't. I don't like that first shot. And then Lionheart has come along, and they have put out a gun that is double-action plus and makes the first shot more efficient, more economic. And if there's such a thing, it's a safer first shot because you're going to stay on target with that unique double action. And they're in the middle of their Black Friday pre-order period, and come Black Friday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, you can save up to 44% off on certain select pistols. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. And, of course, to go one better, Robert Patton just came out here. And from here on out, promo code BLACK2014 gets you 51% off. All Sheath underwear that he has until he runs out. Check him out at sheathunderwear.com. All of our rights, as articulated and confirmed or affirmed in the Bill of Rights, is clear. The right to keep and bear arms is clear. The right to free speech is clear, as is the right to equal protection under the law. In Ohio, Franklin School Superintendent Michael D. Sander does not seem to approve of any of these rights. Because, you see, a gun shop opened up 200 yards down the road from the school, and he wanted it to shut down. From DaytonDailyNews.com, we get, but Franklin School Superintendent Mike Sander was not too pleased with the district's new neighbor. He said of the gun store, unfortunately, it's there across the street. We don't like it, and expressed our displeasure to the city manager's office. It is clear that the ban on guns in schools and the entire idiotic zero tolerance policy that follows it has nothing at all to do with safety and everything to do with an indoctrination for the students, so that they can be taught that guns are bad and the Second Amendment is bad. Now, maybe the parents in Dayton agree with those sentiments. No doubt some do. But it is likely that those that do are in a tiny minority. And people are getting tired of the public schools being used to tear down the structure of the country it's built on. He's already, Dr. Michael D. Sanders has already failed to have one contract renewed. This is his first year at Franklin. In a controversial decision, the Clinton-Massey School Board voted 3-2 in June not to renew the contract of its superintendent, Dr. Michael Sanders, a move which set off a series of events during the following weeks. That article mentions one resident who objected to the gun store and mentions that the gun store's owner says that he has not received a single complaint from a concerned resident. From the article, "I know it's a business, but it shouldn't be that close to a school," said resident Orville Griffith. "These teens might go across the street, buy a gun, then go across the street and shoot up the school." golly gee. What kind of school is this again? What kind of school is this? Well, it doesn't matter. If it's a high school, they can't go across the street and buy a gun. First of and the owner of the gun store says it's very unlikely for a couple of reasons. First, his store isn't open during school hours. Store hours are from 4 to 8 p.m., Mondays through Thursdays. Second, to come into his shop, you must be at least 18 or with a parent or guardian. He hasn't had one complaint from a concerned resident since opening. I think it is also incumbent to point one thing out. There has not been one single school shooting where the shooter went to a gun store, purchased a firearm, and then immediately went to a school and started shooting. That has never, ever, ever, ever happened. Never. And I can't think of a single time where a teenager, whether they intended to shoot up a school or not, you know, so, "Hi there, I'm a freshman at the local high school. I want to get one of those bodacious guns. How old am I?" "I'm 14, dude." Yeah, who's selling guns to these kids? Now, unless these kids, you know, is this area? Where's this area again? Where is this? Ohio, Franklin County, Franklin School District. Is Franklin School District a area with a heavy gang population? Because I could, teens buy gang, in gangs buy guns, but they don't go to a gun shop to do it. There have been cases where gun stores supplied firearms to people who immediately used them to stop violent crimes. Going all the way back to the 90s when police officers went to gun shops to get AR-15s to fight those L.A. bank robbers that have the illegally altered AKs. It's far more likely that a gun store, by being a supplier of firearms, improves public safety rather than decreases it. But oh no, Dr. Sanders don't like it. These guys know. They have no shame. They have no shame at all. Here's another guy, Gerald Ensley. He's a Democrat. He's actually a columnist out of Tallahassee, Florida. He believes that banning guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, if that leaves only guns in the hands of criminals, that's a chance worth taking. He argues that attacks like the one at Florida State University that occurred with, you know, the lawyer that was shooting place up, they prove the need for appealing the Second Amendment and banning certain categories of guns. He says, "I'm talking about gun control. I'm not talking about waiting periods and background checks. I'm talking about flat-out banning the possession of handguns and assault rifles by individual citizens. I'm talking about repealing or an amendment that or amending the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution." Now, on the Florida State University campus, carrying guns was already banned. So this guy was breaking the law. And that is in large part because the FSU president, John Thrasher, when he was in the Florida State government, he opposed students being able to carry them for self-defense. And what did that, you know, when that 31-year-old lawyer walked in there and started shooting Myron May, when he walked in there to shoot the place up, he was the only guy there with a gun when he decided to attack. That's what that ensured. Because all the law-abiding students that were just there to learn saw the sign and obeyed it. But according to Ensley, this is a price that everybody must be willing to pay He says, gun freaks say if you take away their guns, only outlaws will have guns. That's a chance worth taking. Because if we ban guns, eventually the tide will turn. Might take 10 years or 20 years. It might even take 50 years. But if we make it illegal to own a handgun, eventually there will be no handguns. Mr. Inslee, what about those single mothers who have a 38 Special revolver or that 9mm Glock or that Lionheart pistol that they bought because I recommended? What about those that they've acquired to keep the family safe at night? You're going to tell this mom that she might have to lock her doors at night without a gun while criminals continue to have guns for 10 or 20 or 50 years? Is that your ludicrous position? And this claim that gun bans are a solution, gun bans have been tried. And it did not lead. You know, it led to a slaughter. 260 million citizens at the hands of their own government. Britain's tried this experiment. They banned all handguns in the 1990s, and on top of the other stringent hand or gun controls they already had in place, and Britain is now the most violent country in Europe. The Second Amendment, Mr. Inslee, confirms a right that God gave me. It's not up for public debate. It's not a popularity thing. It's not even something that Congress can legally do away with. Because if they legally try to do away with it, they're going to open a can of worms that they're not prepared for. You think you have the solution? I'll tell you this. Self-defense is an integral part of our humanity. And guns are integral to that self-defense. Criminal misuse of a firearm or a knife or a club or a baseball bat or a car or a length of pantyhose or whatever it is, criminal misuse of that doesn't change anything. You can raise up all you want, but you're never going to get your way. Even if you get your way, it's not going to be legal and it's not going to be binding. And we'll handle that if that comes. It's Roland's Hour number 2, shall we? We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.